Hachette Audio presents Leave It to the March Sisters. Written by Annie Serino. Read by Lisa Wilson. To my family, with love and appreciation. I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning how to sail my ship. Amy March, Little Women. Chapter 1. I'm so sick of people saying that love is all a woman is fit for. Jo March, Little Women. Looking backward and forward in every which way, Amy had to admit that dating Banana Brad had marked a new low in her love life. Still, she wouldn't trade her brief relationship with the guy who wore humongous fruit costumes in public for someone less memorable. Because now she was ready for anything. Like Derek, her latest boyfriend, greeting her at the door of their apartment dressed in nothing but tighty-whities and a sliver of pepperoni stuck to his right knee. All right, no biggie. After a long day of faculty meetings and budget reviews, she was up for a few laughs. "How's it going?" she asked him. "I've met someone," he said, as eagerly as if he'd spent the last 8 hours without human contact, which was usually the case. Seriously, it was like coming home to a lonesome puppy. Yesterday, he had babbled on and on about Monet and his water lily paintings before she'd even pulled the key out of the lock. "Monet, not Monet," she'd mumbled under her breath. "Monet is the artist who painted water lilies." "Hope you're hungry," she said. "I've got takeout." He popped the pepperoni from his knee into his mouth. "You're not listening." "Sure I am." Amy breezed by him and dropped the China Castle bag onto the kitchen counter. Spending an hour in the Honda service station, only to be told that her Civic was a goner, required an immediate infusion of wine. She looked in the refrigerator, its shelves crowded with cartons of restaurant leftovers. "Where's the bottle of Merlot?" Derek leaned against the doorway, arms folded across his bare chest. "We drank it."
"We did?"
"One glass, flat on her ass," described her tolerance for alcohol. "I don't remember, though I guess oblivion is the price of inebriation." "Another famous quote I'm supposed to know, Professor?"
"What?
No, no biggie. I was just..." "Nothing's a big deal to you, is it?" "Let's see," she said, closing the refrigerator. "Unreliable cars, the slow, agonizing death of print journalism, the gunky glue on labels that sticks to things forever. Ha ha, very funny."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?